stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
I also thought I might say a few things about death in games, since it's my wholesale slaughter of characters that has perhaps started off this discussion. I've enjoyed all of it. I'm quite amused by the killer GM rep that I'm getting. Regular listeners to the show will know that it's a source of agony to me whenever I kill a character. I normally put out an episode about it. I feel terrible. Way back in the early shows, I did some episodes about how I find myself. That was with the Black Hack, for example. I find myself just pulling back on the lethality because I'm nervous about characters dying. And one thing I have learned with having a lot of understanding OSR players around me is really, and lots of games give this as advice. They just say, whatever you're going to do about death, don't mince your words, don't beat around the bush. You know, declare the stakes and then hold to them unflinchingly. And that's something I have learned to do. You know, so it's important that the characters know, or the players know, what the risks are. They know what the mechanics are, and then you don't blink. And so some of the recent deaths have been a result of that approach, which I think is the right approach. But I wonder if some of the discussion about the mechanics of dying has taken us away from what I think is a really important issue about death in games, which is, I think there are really two different approaches you can take to death in games. So one is the more narrative indie approach, which says, never just spring a death on somebody. If a death is going to happen, it should be because everybody's aware of the stakes, they've agreed to the risks, and it's important to their character development, and it's important to the story. And then when they die, that's an interesting event, and it's one that they can own. And that, I think, is very much associated with indie games. I think I've read stuff like that in Sorcerer, for example. I'm not looking at the book, so maybe I'm getting that wrong. But I remember that was the kind of advice that indie games used to give. It's like, of course death is going to happen, but never just... And of course they were reacting against OSR games that had encounter tables and traps and so on. They were reacting against those experiences that they'd had as players, I think, where, you know, you turn a corner, you didn't search for traps, wham, fail your save, you're dead. And that, I think, is what I mean about the two different approaches. There's one approach which says, of course characters are going to die, but it should never be from something capricious which has been sprung on them. It should be because they've agreed that this is the moment that they're going to stand firm against undefeatable odds, and they're going to go down swinging, or they've agreed that for their character something is at stake such that they're going to take the risk. I think maybe Shadow of Yesterday had that idea. A lot of the sort of fate type games, you know, give the opportunity to just get out of combat right up to the last minute and just take whatever stakes have been established. So you only stick with the danger of death if you really, really don't want to accept what might be inflicted on you. So that's one approach to death. Of course, the OSR does have a very different approach to death. It does have, and I'm not going to get into defining the OSR. It doesn't matter if this isn't your understanding of the OSR. It is, however, a different approach to death, which does exist in some games and in some tables, which says, look, dungeons are dangerous places. There are traps. There are monsters. They won't be balanced in your favour. So if you set foot in a dungeon and you start poking around at things, there is always the danger that you will meet something that your character is not equal to, and you will die. And I think that both make for important gaming experiences. As I've already always said, you know, my background is not really in the OSR. My background is much more sensitive to those narrative type approaches to death. But I am enjoying playing games which have that other understanding. Now, even with that understanding, and this is where I'm getting to something that I'm struggling with in my own games, perhaps a little bit, it has nothing to do with the mechanics of death. It's more to do with that general approach. So at the moment, I'm playing those kinds of games. Look, if you go down in these dungeons, they won't be balanced. They may be stocked randomly or from a table which can have wildly different levels of challenge. Then there's always the danger that your characters will meet something that they're not up to just by turning a corner, not because they particularly agreed that anything's at stake. Now, that's the thing, because you then get to the question, well, why will these characters go down the dungeons? And that, again, constant listeners will know, that is an issue that I've been having with this Black Hat game. You know, I've been taking a West Marches approach, and players have been turning up and saying, well, you know, we'll do whatever the group's doing. I'm constantly trying to get people invested in particular parts of the setting. And I'm always bouncing around this kind of, I've been trying to play it as West Marches rather than a campaign. But of course, if you're playing it in a campaign way, and over time the players realise who the big bads are, they realise what their characters want, again, things are established such that things are at stake, so that even though they know that setting foot in the dungeon could mean a capricious death at the hands of something they could never have foreseen and weren't up to the task of fighting, they had something at stake, which was why they were prepared to risk that and go down in the dungeon. And what I'm finding quite a lot in the Black Hat game, of course, I've got wonderful players who drop in when they can. And quite often I've got one player, and I'm constantly trying to find different ways of motivating the players, because, of course, with the Black Hat, cash, because it's not linked to XP, cash and monster killing doesn't do it. You don't go down a dungeon just for cash and killing monsters. So I've invented various other kinds of ways of motivating characters, factions and things like that. But still, you get the groups, and it's great. You've got players who are quite laid back. Yeah, what are we up for today? They haven't really engaged in the discussion of, you know, what do your characters want to achieve? So then I've quite often got a situation where one character has something at stake and the other characters are along for the ride. And then when the death of someone who was along from the ride occurs, there is the danger of a certain kind of meaninglessness to that death, because you do just think, well, why were they in that dungeon anyway? But I think that's one of the issues. That's one of the issues with the sort of laid back drop in, drop out table that it's been 6 months of this game, once or twice a week for 6 months. Absolutely great. I've not had that kind of commitment to a game for a long time. But it's one of the things I'm finding now that, you know, the people had reservations about whether Black Hat could sustain long-term play, campaign play. Absolutely. I think that, you know, that has been disproved. And I think actually the campaign would be easier, the whole setting, the gaming in the setting would be easier to maintain now if it was a campaign. Absolutely. Because then the players who were involved would have something at stake. And I think the issue is, because I've run it very laid back, West March is absolutely what I wanted to do. People drop in, drop out, it's all been casual. But the danger is that those deaths are more inclined to be meaningless because they are deaths of characters who had turned up and were along for the ride. Now, I'm not too worried about that because, you know, it's Dave's Black Hat game. What I've been trying to do is just always make sure that there's an experience for people. There's always something weird. There's always things to poke. There's always things which I like to give players interesting choices. I like to give players interesting, difficult choices. I like to populate the sessions with lots of things for them to poke, which might transform them quite radically. I've been reading the GM guidelines or the conductor guidelines in Electric Bastion Land, and a lot of that I recognise simply as my own approach to gaming. You know, these sessions should have things in there which can transform the players for good or for bad, certainly unexpected things. I do quite like that. I quite like drastically altering characters in relation to things that they've chosen in the session. So I think people still get that good, you know, bizarre Dave's Black Hat game experience that they're after. But that's the issue that I'm having with those deaths. You know, it's not about the mechanics. Characters are always gonna die. In some games it's easier, in some games it's harder. But in games where it's easier, it's, you know, it's whether you've got that acceptance that the game is capricious, death could happen, and whether that links to the motivation that the characters have got for actually going down into those dungeons. So that's something I'm struggling with a little bit at the moment. And yeah, with the Black Hat game, I'm almost thinking, You know, so quite differently from those people who said, oh, well, you won't sustain campaign play with that. I'm always thinking, well, if the Black Hat game was a campaign, I think we would sustain it. Whereas I'm finding the drop in, drop out. It's just a little bit, you know, the players are there, the players are happy, they're up for a weird experience. But you do just kind of think, why are these characters in this dungeon? Why have they gone along with this other character's motivation for today? And I suspect, in hindsight, that's why I've started the Dark Sun sideline, which I very much set up. I don't mind if characters drop in, drop out, and if they want to, you know, if we want to do it a bit meta, if people can't make the sessions. But definitely, quite early on, I'm going to establish a big storyline that's at stake, which the characters are going to be taken up into. Now, how directly or obliquely they approach that storyline is up to them, but there will be definitely be something there for them to have at stake, so that as they constantly risk an easy death, there is at least a reason for them all to be involved in those risks. Anyway, those are my thoughts.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter @d_percentile.